In this bulletin, service and sacrifice remembered at dawn services across the country on Anzac Day. Ukraine's president reacts to sweeping Russian drone and missile strikes. And in sport, the Broncos stun the Bulldogs on home turf in the NRL. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Dawn services are taking place across the country to mark Anzac Day, 110 years after Australian and New Zealand troops landed at Gallipoli during World War I. In Canberra, Australian Defence Force personnel have read excerpts from the letters and diaries of Australians who've experienced the realities of war firsthand. In the Sydney CBD, dignitaries joined veterans as the sun broke over Martin Place and Parramatta in the city's west. And in Melbourne, members of the public are able to lay a poppy at the Shrine of Remembrance following the dawn service there before an Anzac Day march. RSL New South Wales President Mick Bainbridge offered the Ode of Remembrance at a service in Canberra.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.
Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump renews his push for Ukraine-Russia peace talks after deadly missile strikes hit Kyiv. At least 12 people have been killed and dozens injured in a Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. The attacks triggered several fires as emergency services searched for people feared trapped beneath the rubble in one of the biggest attacks on the city since the war began. After criticizing the Russian attack in a social media post online, US President Donald Trump says he still believes in peace.
Do you still believe that Putin is serious about peace given the events overnight in Ukraine?
So we are thinking that very strongly that they both want peace, but they have to get to the table. We're waiting a long time. They have to get them to the table, and I think we're going to get peace. We want to save 5,000 young people.
But Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says these latest attacks show Russia is not interested in peace.
This morning, our country went through a new Russian attack on a very large scale, more than 200 air targets. These are missiles, including ballistic and strike drones. In all regions of Ukraine, more than 80 people were injured by these strikes. In Kyiv, among the dead is a brother and a sister. The boy was 21 years old, the girl 19. My condolences to all.
And in Africa, the Democratic Republic of the Congo's government and the M23 rebel group have agreed to halt fighting in the east of the country while they work towards a permanent truce. In the surprise announcement, the two sides say they've agreed to work towards the conclusion of a truce in the conflict, which has seen the Rwandan-backed rebel group seize key cities in the violence-battered region. More than six truces and ceasefires have been agreed to and then collapsed again since 2021. However, the latest statement says both parties reaffirm their commitment to an immediate cessation of hostilities. They say the truce will apply throughout the duration of the talks and until their conclusion. And back in Australia, Australian women who served as nurses in the Vietnam War have been honoured with a permanent memorial for the first time, more than 50 years after the war's end. A permanent photographic display at the Morven Historical Precinct in central Queensland is a collection from the Australian War Memorial that captures the work and daily life of Australian nurses who tended to soldiers in Vietnam. 353 Australian women served as nurses in Vietnam between 1964 and 1972. Curator of the Vietnam Nurses Memorial, Annabelle Braley, says the role of women in wars is only recently starting to receive attention.
Most people don't know about them. I think people are starting to learn about the World War I and II nurses in a way that they didn't before, and the Boer War nurses, Crimea, etc. But the nurses who went to Vietnam just have flown completely under the radar.
And in the NRL, the Canterbury Bulldogs have suffered their first loss of the season, losing 42-18 to the Brisbane Broncos at Brisbane's Lang Park. The home side scored 6 tries in the first half, despite heavy rain at times. Canterbury proved to be their own worst enemy, with 3 players sent to the sin bin. Adam Reynolds left the field for the Broncos after suffering to injuries to his shoulder. And Canterbury coach Cameron Giraldo says his team made too many mistakes in the first 40 minutes. I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.